let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, the sci-fi criminal thriller from Jimmy Straley, Messenger of the Reaper, has been called an amazing read. One reviewer saying it's amazing. Couldn't put it down. Please tell me more will be coming like this. The story of an aging hitman with 40 years of service who's pursued by the Reaper and asked for his retirement options. Much to his surprise, he's offered to retire as a consultant, but there is a catch. He has five new recruits he must evaluate to determine who can be trained to replace him. He makes his choice and they share more than just training. A bond forms. As the journey ends, the hitman has one last request. Through their journey, a dramatic, explosive episode unveils with secrets revealed. Jimmy was born in Sherman, Texas, spent most of his life in Fort Worth, started the book in 2008, circumstances got in the way. In 2015, with encouragement from his new wife, he resumed and finished, bringing the Reaper to life. His wife, Angeline, did the editing, by the way. Jimmy Straley, author of the thrilling page-turner, Messenger of the Reaper, is our guest on This Week in America. Jimmy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
It is such an exciting book, a world that you created, characters, compelling characters that you've created. Talk about this desire, this interest in starting writing. How did this process all begin for you?
Well, I just sitting around one day thinking, you know, I could do more than what I can actually be doing. So I just decided I'd try to put out a book and see if it did any good. And it done a lot better than I ever thought it would so far.
Like I said, all the reviews are 5-star. One, and we'll add to talk about this here in a second, they hope that the more books are coming. They love the world that you have created. Let's talk about some of the towns and the incidents in the book. Strictly fictional, or any of the incidents in the book? And some of the cities, are they real?
All the cities in the book are real. You can find them on the map here in the United States. Every city.
Now, how about some of the incidents in the book? Obviously, from your imagination as you were telling the story?
Some of the incidents are from imagination, but I've got one mentioned in there about a government cover-up where they're talking about an underground coal fire, which is a real incident that actually happened here in the United States.
Interesting. Now, the book we're talking about is Messenger of the Reaper. Jimmy Straley is the author. The book's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. You can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on Jimmy's book. How long have you been writing? When did this begin for you?
Well, I actually started beginning in about 2008. Then my computer crashed down. I lost everything and had to go back and start again. I learned a lot from that, though. I made sure I kept hard copies and everything else after that so I wouldn't lose everything again.
Yeah, it's amazing. We learn from, everybody's had an incident like that, and we learn from that, don't we? Going forward, we back up everything.
Yes. I got a hard copy, and plus I even have flash drives I keep it backed up on just in case something happens, you know?
Yeah, all of that work, all of that thought process that you put into something like that, and then it's gone. How difficult was it to recover from that years later, to go back and basically start over? You've got these thoughts in your mind, but you don't have them written down. How difficult was that?
Well, it wasn't that difficult. I mean, when I went back in, I still had most of the thoughts in my head, still had all the words still in my head. So I just went ahead and started putting them back down. And at the time, my current wife was telling me, you know, you ain't going to do it. You ain't worth nothing. So you ain't never going to make anything, blah, blah, blah. And it just hindered it a lot more that way. But then when I got with my current wife, she found it in there, and she got read it, got excited about it, and got on me about it, and we went ahead and finished it up there.
Yeah, and I mentioned Yeah, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
And at that point there, I mean, it just went from there, and I never thought it'd be what it has done so far.
Yeah, as I mentioned, all the reviews are extremely favorable, and your wife actually was more than encouragement. She actually was alongside you in doing the editing for the book. Let's go back and talk about the concept. I gave the overview of the book, which is really exciting. You read that, and it's like, this is a book I have to read. This has to be a great story. What was the inspiration for writing this book and the story?
Part of it life experience and part of it just fantasy. That's about it. I mean, I used to hang around, I guess what you might say, with the wrong crowd, so I learned a lot from the wrong crowd. Then I learned a lot from the right crowd, too.
Well, it's interesting. Out of the bad crowd, you've got some good examples of stories that you can tell, and it's sort of making up for the time that you spent with the bad guys by writing a book like this. Once you came up with the idea, how long did it take you to actually finish the book? And I know there was the gap in there when you had the problem in losing it and starting again. But overall, actually time spending, how long did it take to write the book?
From the first time I started writing it and lost it and restarted it again and everything, it took about 2 years.
Well, it's been 2 years well spent. It's a very entertaining book. Messenger of the Reaper, Jimmy Straley is the author and our guest on the program. That's Straley. If you go to Google that, the book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on Jimmy and the book. Okay, let's talk about the characters and coming up with these characters. I mentioned you've got the aging hitman, of course, Messenger of the Reaper. We've got the Reaper involved. Who were some of the main characters in your book?
Main character in there was the hitman, whose name was James Crum. He's the main guy. Then you have the other main guy in there, which is his trainee. He actually picked in would be Paul. And between them two, I mean, they went through a bunch together. They went through a couple of new recruits together. He tried 3 recruits at one time and found out how good that was. And I mean, he just kind of give up and stay with the one he started with because he seemed to be the best one. And Paul is a very intelligent person as far as technology and all. He actually designed his own weapons and manufactured his own weapons, which is totally, completely out of the way here, because it's don't use any bullets, don't use anything like that.
Ooh, now you've really got me involved in this with the as these characters are developed and the talents that they have. When you sit down and you put this book together, did you know where it was going to go? Did you have a strict outline as you began, or did you sort of let the action take over and you followed it with the words to describe what was going on?
Well, I'm more or less just following it because when I started the book, I had no idea how it was going to end or what was going to come out there. It was just one of them deals of sit down here and start putting it on the paper there and see where it goes.
Well, it's an amazing story. Like I said, getting excellent reviews, the sci-fi criminal thriller, Messenger of the Reaper. As you're putting the book together, and this came from an idea, and you develop the characters, talk about developing characters and then the dialogue to move the story along. It's one thing to have this idea for a book, but actually to be able to pull it off as well as you did by telling this story as a reader, we see the story unfold. What was that process like for you? How challenging was that?
It wasn't that challenging for me because, you know, I've been used to going through their things and trying to figure out things. I've been a mechanic for 40 years, so I was always a problem solver, trying to figure out what's wrong with the cars. And also, to me, it wasn't that big a deal to try to solve this problem or solve that problem or do this or do that.
Interesting. So all of that background came to play as you were writing Messenger of the Reaper, all of that background. You're very good at what you do in writing and telling a story. Are you planning on writing other books?
Excuse me, what did you say there?
Yeah, are you planning on writing other books? You're a great storyteller. Are you working on other books?
Yes, I'm working on another one right now. It's called Messenger of the Reaper Part 2, Revenge. It kind of picks up where this book leaves off and continues on.
Well, the one review said, tell me there are more. And the answer is yes, there are more, that you will continue the story in the follow-up. How are you coming on that? Is that ready to be published, or are you still working on it?
I'm still working on that right now. It's probably about half to three-quarters done. I've still got 2 or 3 more I've got in mind to put out also at this time also, but I have to go one at a time.
Well, yeah, sometimes the ideas flow and you need to get everything taken care of and get book number two. We're talking about Messenger of the Reaper by Jimmy Straley. That's now available, the follow-up available at some point as he's still working at it. When you're not writing, because you are not a full-time writer, you mentioned mechanic. What do you do when you're not writing?
Well, right now I'm disabled and retired, so I'm a full-time writer now because I got myself going.
Ah, so you could, when you get an idea now, you're able to go in and follow through with it.
Yes.
Who were some of the writers that influenced you? Did you read a lot growing up, even read now? Is that where this talent comes from?
Yeah, I read a lot when I was younger. My favorite author at the time was Stephen King, and actually I tried to fashion my book kind of like a Stephen King book.
Ah, yes.
But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, everybody's got their own style, so nobody's going to be exactly the same. So, you know what I'm saying.
Well, exactly. And it's interesting that you're able to take these concepts and with a little Stephen King in the background sort of turn them into a book written by Jimmy Straley. The book in this case is Messenger of the Reaper. Let's talk about the Reaper. What made you involve the Reaper in your book? You actually bring the Reaper to life. What was it about that character that you wanted to be the main focus of the book?
Well, as like I said, being with the wrong crowd a lot of times, I was dealt a lot with a lot of death and a lot of pain and everything like that. So to me, I mean, I've lived with the Reaper all of my life, so. And it's just another person that I've just dealt with all the time. So I might as well put him in there and let him have his light in the day.
Well, yeah, and there's something about the Reaper. When you mention Reaper in the title, whether it be a movie or a book or whatever, you have people's attention. And that's the case with the sci-fi criminal thriller Messenger of the Reaper from Jimmy Straley. Is there a character in the book that you relate to? Somebody maybe has some of the characteristics that you had?
Closest one I would think would be James, which would be the actual hitman, because of his attitude and his actions and all that. It's more my style and the way I was doing things when I was younger and everything.
Well, this is just such a fascinating read. Messenger of the Reaper by Jimmy Straley, our guest on the program. Few minutes left in the interview. What has this experience been like for you? This was a labor of love that took quite a few years, several years in writing, but a few years even beyond that, where it was lost and then you brought it back to life. What has this experience been like for you in writing this book?
It's been pretty fascinating for me. I never, like I said, I was thinking, you know, I'd just go out there and maybe make a little bit of a wave. I never thought about having been called in Hollywood or any place like that on it.
Well, that's interesting because as you're reading it, you're thinking that this has all of the elements to be a motion picture or a television series, that type of thing. Do you see this becoming a movie at some point?
Yes, I do see it coming as a movie, but I don't know when. That's the only problem, if I was finding somebody that's doing that type of filming at the time that's ready to do that.
Yeah, because it has all the elements that would really make for a fascinating movie or a TV series, TV movie, that type of thing. Jimmy Straley is the author of the book Messenger of the Reaper. Straley is Straley. The book's available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting, as I'm reading reviews, people really love this book, and you said you weren't quite sure what to expect. What's it like when you're reading reviews and you find these people really enjoy what you were able to write?
It was hard to believe that anybody would like it, you know, because I never thought it was that great myself when I first put it out there. You know, I think, well, this is just something that's going to get there. And then I got out there and I was seeing all the reviews, and I'm like, man, I did better than I ever thought I could.
Well, that had to be great encouragement as you're continuing your writing to know that, you know, I think I'm onto something here because people like what I'm doing.
Yes, it is. That's kind of the way it kind of goes for me.
Well,
the more the more I get better reviews, the better the more encouragement I get, and the more I can get done that way, I guess.
Well, and don't stop, because people really enjoy Messenger of the Reaper and looking forward to other writings, in particular, obviously, the sequel that will be coming up. Working with you through all of this process has been Reader's Magnet. Talk about working with them and what that experience has been like as they take your book and the message out to the public.
It's been great with them. They've done what they said they're going to do. They worked with me every way they could. I've had no problem with Reader's Magnet. They've been one of the better people I've ever dealt with.
A minute or so left here in the program, and this is a book, I would say, designed pretty much what for anybody that enjoys a good story. Is that pretty much the audience? It's really hard to say a specific group, because actually, if you enjoy a good thriller, a little science fiction action in there as well, this really is a book for anybody that enjoys a good story.
Yes, I've tried to make a gene there for the young adults, the middle-aged, old adults, anybody that actually likes a good story, to try to get them interested. You know, I'm using, like I said, real towns and stuff like that. I mean, would get you where you can actually see that. You're like, I know where this town is. I know what's going on there. And then they're kind of like, when they get done with it, it's kind of like, man, is this stuff really happening here or not?
Mm-hmm. Well, we now know that in some cases, yes, it does. That's what makes it even more fascinating. The book is Messenger of the Reaper. Jimmy Straley, our guest on the program, the author of the book. And Jimmy, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Looking forward to the sequel. Hopefully we'll have a chance to have you back and talk about that. Good luck with getting somebody out on the West Coast to take a look at this and decide if they could do anything with it from a TV or a movie standpoint. I think you're on to something here. I love the way that you presented this, a very talented writer. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, and it's also going to be an L.A. Times Book Fair also on the April 13th and 14th.
Now, that will be fun. That is one of the more prominent book fairs, not only in the country, but in the world. It will give your book a chance to be exposed to a whole lot of people, including the people from Los Angeles that make decisions on TV programming and motion pictures. So that's really the place to be. I'm delighted to hear that the book will be featured there. Jimmy, thank you so much for being with us on the program. It's been a lot of fun. Continued success with your writing, and hopefully we can do this again.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we'll talk with you later, hopefully.
Jimmy Straley with us on the program. His book is Messenger of the Reaper. The book's available at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.